from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. We know a little more about what happened in the moments before police are seen on video taking a surfer to the ground in Belmar. Body cam footage of the incident has been released. It shows an officer approaching surfer Liam Mahoney and asking him if he has a beach badge. Mahoney dismisses the officer, telling him he doesn't need one. The officer then asks for his ID so he can write Mahoney a ticket. Mahoney grabs his surfboard and starts to walk away and then ignores the officer's orders to put the surfboard down. That's when the confrontation gets violent. Officers restrain Mahoney, take him into custody. The police chief in Belmar says Mahoney wasn't arrested because he didn't have a beach badge, but because he refused to comply with the officer's lawful orders. Monkeypox is causing another scare, the virus wreaking havoc in African nations, and has officials declaring an international emergency. But local experts say it's only a matter of time before it makes its way here.
People travel, and it's summertime, so everyone needs to be concerned about Mpox, says Perry Halkidis, dean of the Rutgers School of Public Health.
In my perspective, it's just a matter of time before there's going to be at least one case here in the United States.
Related to an outbreak in 2022, New Jersey coming into this summer was still recording weekly cases of Mpox, which can present with symptoms such as a fever and skin lesions. The Mpox causing the scare today is said to be more transmissible through routine close contact. There is a vaccine available for at-risk individuals. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A man is in trouble after shooting and killing a dog in Hunterdon County.
Prosecutors say 30-year-old Craig Cook shot a pit bull he said was acting aggressive on August 12th at a Reddington property. Business owner Callie Hartman told Reddington police it had gone after another dog and then was menacing to her. Cook is now charged with third-degree animal cruelty and second-degree possession of a weapon. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Media and New Jersey 101.5 do not support, endorse, advocate, encourage, fund, or appeal for the election or defeat of any candidates for public office. Town Square Media, its affiliates, executives, officers, and employees, including New Jersey 101.5, does not request, suggest, invite, or encourage any of its employees to seek public office. Town Square Media and New Jersey 101.5 have implemented parameters, restrictions, and guidelines on the content of this broadcast to eliminate the broadcast of any content endorsing, supporting, encouraging, advocating, promoting, or appealing for the nomination, election, or defeat of any candidates for public office.
Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
It's another lovely morning with temperatures in the 50s. If you've needed a light jacket or sweatshirt so far this week, you'll want it one more time today with temperatures mainly in the 50s. It'll be sunny and dry today. Highs reach about 80 degrees this afternoon. No complaints to be found. A few clouds may creep in tonight. It'll be comfortable with lows around 60. And we'll keep low humidity and dry weather through the weekend. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow. Warming up a little bit, 80 to 85. And slightly stickier on Sunday with sunshine. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. New Jersey weather made possible by B&B Siding and Roofing. Hurricane season is here. Don't put off those essential jobs like roofing and siding that can protect your family and your home. B&B Siding and Roofing has been transforming New Jersey homes for over 30 years. Get started today at bbsiding.com.
In Clinton, 54, Jackson, 52, Millville is 52. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.